Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Here we go. Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. And you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also at WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM. The Shaw. Caw-caw! Hey, anything going on this week, people? Pretty painful week for anybody that's human. And it turns out there's a lot of humans all across the planet that are just devastated at this takeover by Putin. Hey, you know, I didn't put on the music list back in USSR because it's too cheerful for me. It's, you know, the Beatles version. But obviously that's this and more. I mean, I you know, there's a lot of people, including myself. But I know this about all these dictators and authoritarians, right? They're insane people. They are insane. You're watching Republicans cheering for Putin against a democratic nation that we're allies with. Because, you know, I mean, let's start with people calling Biden spineless. Yeah, really? Do you expect him to get on the front line out there with Putin? Because Putin's not there either. But I hope you people realize and have been watching that he's been making threats across the entire world saying, just try and stop me. Anybody gets, you know, you try and fight me, man, I'm going to, you're going to feel something like you've never seen or felt before. And that, to me, is trying to intimidate people with nuclear weapons, of course. And I don't know, is it as bad as it was, you know, during the 60s, growing up as a kid, not really understanding the Cold War all that much, but, you know, certainly understanding the issues that we have in America that I want people to understand how bad you feel for Ukraine is a good thing. But if you don't understand that this nation, this supposedly great nation of the United States of America, you don't think we have enough people living in economic war zones in this country or environmental war zones? And you think that's just a walk in the park or something? Because we haven't been standing up as a nation against that enough. There's several environmental groups. There's Native Americans that are always fighting to protect the land. There's many of those people up north that I know that are friends of mine that, you know, white people care too. I understand it. I you know, within every race, we've got divisions, correct? You know, economic, opportunities for some and no opportunities for others. This battle for equality should have been going on all across the country. Maybe we wouldn't be at this point that we are right now with all these dictators, man. Yeah, so if he takes Ukraine, you know, you got the fascist bastard in Belarus and Poland and Hungary are, you know, certainly more Putin than democratic, right? They'll be promised governorships of the states that they get back. It's awful watching this, but this has happened all throughout history, and that's how America was established, through genocide of the native people and slavery and of people that weren't from here, right? Let's bring them from another country and turn them into slaves here. This great, this awesome land, right? And all these great forefathers that we had that wrote this constitution that's always protected the 1% people. It's never been, you know, cry all I want about how it's not a great nation. Some of you think it is because it's been great for you. And because I look at people every day and I'm like, by the way, The phone number here is 844-967-2789, because I don't particularly want to just listen to myself today. I'd like to hear from some people. And I know some of you guys out there, yeah, you think this is a good move by Putin. Go ahead, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Let's take that step back into history. And when you listen to these Russian clowns saying that they're trying to denazify Ukraine, oh, yeah, and you guys believe that because it was on that far-right stuff that we watch. So I've always had, you know, all these issues that are, yeah, just write down a list of them, you know. You got, you got war, you got police that are, you know, dangerous, poverty everywhere, a pandemic, climate change, income inequality, racism, white male supremacy, good versus evil, cancel culture. See, oh, here's some good ones too. Inflation. And everybody sees that it's just corporations and greedy people increasing profits each cycle. It's not like, you know, they set a record last time, so we got to set, that's the goal, set a record next time too, right? At the expense of working class people, poor people, mostly. Isn't anybody getting tired of this, or are you doing so well and you're so full of apathy that you just don't, or is it too painful for you to stand up against? Because it does hurt, man. I'll tell you that. Sometimes it gets my tumor just twisting and flipping. No, seriously, man, because the more stress, that's probably bad for me. Oh, we got Steve from Stoughton. Let me get my little mouse here going. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, you know who the kind of Steve I am. We meet sometimes and we go to the same place.
How are you?
Finally, I get in touch with you. It's not that easy, you know. It's not that easy. I miss, because my memory is going down the tube, so I miss the program, or I think it's 1 hour earlier or later, so I'm glad to speak. And boy, this situation in Europe is quite something.
And you have experience with Europe, don't you?
Yeah, but I cannot change the head crackpot of Putin. I cannot change him.
Well, we can't change it here either. And right now,
no.
We got rid of that orange pumpkin-headed crackpot and replaced it with replaced it with the guy that's talking it, but we can't get a Congress or Senate to walk it for the American people, right?
I know, yeah.
Blame it on Biden. Okay, whatever. You know, I'm still trying to work out this thing with Joe Manchin that I just don't understand why people don't talk about his family and how corrupt it is and how much wealth they've sucked out of the state of West Virginia.
And it shouldn't be that difficult to connect the dots, after all. But people don't even try. Many of them don't even try.
Steve, you know what? I go through a quarter ounce of good marijuana every week, and I'm always able to connect the dots, man. So I, you know.
Okay, and these people... You show him, can't you see? What are you talking about? Well, anyway, I'm glad to hear you, and please stay safe and hang in there. You know how I think we spoke so many times, and I was so eager to catch you finally.
Yes, that's awesome, man. I really was, you surprised me, and yeah, I'll see you down on the corner. You know where I mean.
Yeah, of course I know.
All right, thanks for calling, Steve. I'll talk to you again next time. So, we got time to take more calls, right? Or how many minutes we got? Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure this is CJ. Come on, CJ. What's happening, 79er? Jan?
Well, I'll get about a sentence in.
Well, it depends. You know, if you're with Putin, I probably shouldn't even take the call.
Yeah, with Putin.
Well, half the party is, dude. I mean, come on. You've heard Trump saying he's a brilliant guy just this week, you know, and all these Republicans. We've even got guys in the state of Wisconsin running for former assembly people. Listen to this, CJ. He's running for, you know, attorney general, and he's telling us that we need to prepare to invade Canada to free the people up there. You see where this crazy stuff's going, man?
Why? Who's the president right now, Mike?
Well, wait, what does this have to do with the president?
The guy that your candidate who could go toe-to-toe with this guy.
Oh, hey, CJ, listen. This isn't a boxing match, dude. We're talking about a seriously unstable mind there. And exactly. A lot of people are scared, and you don't understand that. Exactly. What? I get it. You heard Trump yesterday, right? You're right. I shouldn't probably take the call. Try again next time. I mean, you're already going down the Putin hole on me, dude. Seriously? You're going to, instead of blaming this on Putin, you want to talk about Biden. Wow, I already told you the guy's talking it. It's up to the rest of us to walk it. What do you mean? Biden's supposed to go over there and get in a duking match? Huh? Is that what you want, CJ? I mean, we should be thinking about reinforcing the borders for the Ukrainian people. You know, everybody. Yeah. But what you want to focus on is Joe Biden because he's a Democrat. And, you know, no matter what the Republicans do, I'm always going to vote Republican because I'm a Republican. And what you are is, like, totally ignorant, dude.
That's crazy, man.
It is. It's total ignorance. And I will not, you know. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know how long you get on other shows of people that are talking sane. But, you know, I know you tried calling Tom Hartman, and that's probably the last time they'll ever take your call because Tom just flipped it on you. He's like, dude. We don't have time for this. We got to talk about how we can make things happen to save democracy, CJ. Or you don't care about democracy, right? Apparently not. This is just awful stuff going on. Do I got time to take Wisco, Paul?
No. We just got about a minute. So.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess, you know, everybody wants to get pumped up like this is like a football game or it's like a MMA, right? Joe Rogan. Somebody ought to go in there and just smash the guy. What a coward we are. What? Yeah. Why don't you get in line? Take your weapons and go to Ukraine or take it and go to Russia if you're on that side. Oh, you guys are disturbed, man. Wow. Don't focus on anything going on wrong in this country because it's going okay for you, especially these white males that, you know, you got a girl taking care of them maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works, man. I really don't. A bunch of lazy-minded dudes, like, listen to themselves or something. I already told you I don't want to listen to myself, but I'll certainly listen to myself over that nonsense any day, man. Go to Fox. Get yourself on there. They wouldn't put you on Fox. Hey, but you know what? They put Crudy on Fox. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm on there someday, CJ. Maybe I'll get up and pound a couple others' foreheads onto the table. Wake them up a little bit. Anyway, we'll take Wisco Paul on the other side. And lose their-